Good morning. Today is Monday, October the 5th, 275th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills.
Hey, good guys. Morning.
Yeah, you like the Robin Williams movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like Vietnam sometimes.
Yeah, war zones. Right, don't give everything away on the show.
Yeah.
Our quote this minute, or this time, this minute, it works. Lord Byron. It even says what his real name is. George Gordon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. How we get Lord Byron out of George Gordon?
That must be a geographic reference or a title, you know, something like that. Quote, those who will not reason are bigots. Those who cannot are fools. And those who dare not are slaves.
Ooh, yeah. Very good. I like that one.
A little something to start off the fourth quarter with, huh?
Yeah.
Our relations with the regulating community getting any better at all for you in just even the basic enforcement of the laws and the vehicle codes and things like that that are on the books?
Well, I think there's a lot of relationships that are very complex and you have to work with local law enforcement and the DA's office. For instance, I think there's a stellar relationship. We work very well with CHP. I know Brett was in here a couple weeks ago. And as well as the sheriff's office and the other police agencies in the county. There's a lot of mutual aid, cooperation, and sharing. With the regulatory agencies, such as Fish and Game or Coastal Commission, we try to work with them. And I think we have very different needs and very different desires and goals. And therefore, it can be a tough slog between the groups. A couple weeks ago, we walked through the marsh area with the Coastal Commission, and it was interesting to hear the different perspective from the actual Coastal Commission and the local coastal office. And you know, we're getting letters from the local office saying you're leaving tire tracks out there in the sand. And we go in there with a front loader to pull out, you know, human waste and trash, and which is bizarre to us. And then the Coastal Commission is like, oh, yeah, you should be out here cleaning these people out. And we're kind of looking back and forth. So it was a very
interesting. Was staff with you at the time that the board members or the commission members were making those comments?
No. Local staff, no. But there was plenty of city staff there. The mayor was with me, or I was with the mayor. The city manager, you know, folks like that.
That old pecking order, yeah, you know, it just rears its head every once in a while.
You got to know where your bread's buttered.
I'm wondering, is that something that you could get on letterhead from the board members so then you have documentation to share with them so that they don't bust your chops all the time?
Yes, I think we can. I think we need to actually push the regulatory agencies to make sure that they're staying in line with what the vision for the state is. I mean, how does some of these other cities build like crazy and where there's nothing here in the coastal zone? I mean, it's really a bizarre thing.
Legal structures.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, isn't a tent now?
Well,
a legal structure?
Yeah. Yes, no, we have. Oh, don't get me. Jeez. Don't get me started.
I got him saying yes and no in the same breath. I'm good.
Yeah.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to talk shop this morning with Andy Mills. Oh boy, it's always fun to see you dance.
That was actually a moonwalk.
Yeah, oh, I see. It just not Didn't attend all the classes, did you?
No, not very well.
Okay. Dealing with the regulators, it's always been intriguing. I don't want to say bureaucracy because that has a different connotation to it. Building code. Okay, it seems like the individual who's out there oftentimes is the one that you have to play to. And the next guy comes in, it's something different. Okay, air quality, I don't know if it's to the same extent mm-hmm. or water quality because that's more in the chemistry lab, so to speak.
Right.
How do you guys deal with that varying interpretation that seems to change on a daily, weekly basis?
You know, what's really interesting, for instance, with the Alcohol Beverage Commission, they just had a change recently, and some of my folks expressed frustration over the person said, well, I want it done this way because this is the way I want it done. And we're like, the officers are like, well, wait a second, we've done it this way according to the law for this long. Well, I want it changed. Same thing with POST, which is regulatory agency for police officers, standards and training. They came up here and looked at our background investigations files, which are, the documents. It's worse than a top secret clearance to get hired as a cop. And they have all these regulations that come with it. And the person said, well, I want this part of it in an envelope and I want it sealed. And we're like, well, it's already in a cabinet that's in a locked office. Locked. What's the difference? And the past POST people said that wasn't necessary. In fact, they did not want this in the thing. Other things should be in there. And so those things can be frustrating. And I think the state forgets that out here in rural, suburban America, we don't have the resources to have somebody doing nothing but full-time ensuring compliance with regulation. Same thing.
But that doesn't mean that things are loosey-goosey.
No.
It doesn't sound like, I mean, if you're locking down a room.
We've tightened things up greatly. And in fact, some people feel, hey, we're going too far, making sure that all these dots are dotted and T's are crossed. But we're doing the very best we can. But, I think that at some point, if the state wants to say, we want you to do this, then fund it.
But little things like interpretation, though, is,
right.
I mean, that's a whole different ballgame that is just as fatiguing and just as distracting as anything could possibly be. Is there any effort, particularly if it's at the same time?
Right.
City council says X. Department head says Y. Well,
yeah.
Okay, so what is the guy that's supposed to do the job? Who does he follow? I mean, things like that just are goofy.
Well, it's not so much goofy. It's frustrating especially for the line level people. We just had a recent discussion with our folks about this because they feel like it's they're a yo-yo going back and forth. Do I enforce? Do I not enforce this? Do I enforce shopping carts? Do I not enforce shopping carts? Do I enforce homeless stuff? Do I not enforce homeless stuff? And that's why I just finally said, okay, guys, enough is enough. Here's my direction to you. Regardless of what my marching orders are above me, here's my direction to you. Go out there and start doing enforcement. And we're still going to treat people with compassion and dignity. We're still going to educate them as to where they can get resources and housing. But the bottom line is we're not going to permit the continuation of wholesale disregard of the law. And when we get 5 stabbings and 1 murder in 1 week, L.A. didn't see that.
Now that's within its own community, right?
Yeah, in its own homeless community. All it was.
So in that scenario, okay, that makes sense. I mean, you take the heat, you stand before,
right.
Okay. But when you're starting to get different interpretations, sand prints of tires?
Yeah.
Let me just stand there for a sec and the wind blows and guess what? There's a footprint. I have to rake that also.
Yeah. By the way, the first rain, it was gone.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, things like that it doesn't sound like it's an enforcement issue. It sounds like it's something else.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of regulation. And I think sometimes as a leader, you just have to know the difference. Of when do I say, well, I'll take the risk on that, and if I get, if I get hammered as a result, then so be it. But there are certain things we're not going to do.
So as you're trying to figure out how to operate and how not to operate, dealing with staff and their interpretations, whether it's ABC, I think we've all heard, the new guy comes in and boy, it's right down the line, black and white, hard as nails. And then if you get somebody else in the office, they'll work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the goal here to deal with the situation, the condition, and get it rectified? Or is it to flex your power and your influence and indicate, you know, how tough you really are? You know, nobody can screw with me. I'm in the bum, bum, bum. It's my department now. And, you know, we've all run into those personalities.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty low key in those areas. I don't, you know, I'm not a, I try not to be anyway, a real, you know, I'm a tough guy kind of deal because I'm not. But at the same time, I recognize that the rank and file need leadership that's consistent. And that political influence of those folks, I've got to keep three people happy. And I think this kind of gets to the whole issue here. Got to keep my officers happy because without them, we've got nothing. Got to keep the people who employ me happy, city manager and council. Then I got to keep the community happy because any one of those gets out of whack, I've got problems.
Yeah, you got three audiences.
I got three audiences. And so using my influence to help shape policy, both above me and below me, is a tricky task.
Now, that's within your silo.
My silo.
Now, let's swing it outside here and say, okay, how are you going to have the influence on the state with their folks that are their representatives that are in the local area that you have to deal with? And I guess that's probably the $95 question.
Yeah, well, and some of it is you have the difficulty of trying to manage people that don't want to be managed.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Andy Mills, the Chief of Police in the City of Eureka. Andy, we were talking a little bit about following the line, kind of figuring out how to go left, how to go right at the right time. Now, you had mentioned you have three different segments, audiences, whatever you want to call them. You got staff, you got the electeds, and then you've got the organizational components. I would suggest you've also got the organizational and community kind of put together. But you've got a fourth, and it's the regulatory environment you have to operate in, going back to the homeless situation along the bay. Okay. Yeah, you could. Everybody could say, cut down the silly trees. Let's make it open so that we don't have these attacks on attacks like, you know, you were referencing earlier, four stabbings and a shooting in a week. Okay. I don't think any regular people would have any exception to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put the folks that need that want the help into a safer environment.
Right.
Okay, fine. And blow out the other guys. But you're dealing with, oh, no, you can't do that, can't do this, can't get one size fits all throughout the whole state. And then you've got the local interpretation on top of that. It's almost like you need to have a lobbyist for the local interactions that you have with the state entities that are there to protect things or positions. How do you work through that?
You know, that is tough, Brian. When you take a look at some of these regulations that are, I mean, pages and pages and pages long, and you try to figure this out, you almost need to, when you get a crisis, bone up as quickly as possible as you can on their regulations and then all the case law that may go with that and then the past precedent, which is pretty difficult.
But is that your job?
Sometimes it is. If I'm going to make a move, I've got to be as informed as the person who may try to stand in my way and then try to figure out the best way to go around them or go through them if necessary. Because I'm not going to take no for an answer here, what's in the best interest of Eureka.
Obviously, it takes time.
It can take time.
I don't sense that you're much of a bureaucrat. The process over results.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know. So how do you maintain your wits about you and manage yourself so that you're not going ballistic or driving off the road when you're heading home because you're so frustrated?
Yeah. Well, I'm learning patience. I'm not a patient person by nature, and I can't stand incompetence. And so this can be a tough slog sometimes, you know, especially when you're dealing with other agencies that you don't have control over. And I've been accused in the past of trying to control things that aren't mine, which is probably true. But at the same time, I want to see the results. And so for me, the tough part is balancing the mission with the men and not pushing them too hard, but yet still executing the mission at a high level and getting it done. Sometimes that takes innovation, and sometimes that takes, you know, a maybe a little bit different thought process. And I think that so far what we're seeing is movement with groups like Department of Health and Human Services, which is traditionally a slow agency. I think Phil and Barbara have been moving at lightning speed for an agency that large to get some things done and help us with this population.
Obviously, we've been just using the homeless as a single point reference, right. But there's got to be a whole bunch of others.
Yeah.
Do you need to have, and I'll say need, particularly in light of some of the budget challenges, do you need to have somebody who's a non-sworn just to deal with, kind of like a political advisor? Would that help to speed things up and to get things through the system quicker? Because if you're having to become an expert on environmental law, and then now this afternoon you have to be in mental health, and then you zip over to, I mean, there's no way.
You know, that's one of the difficult things about policing, especially when you're trying to find solutions to very complex problems. You need a lot of help, and it takes a lot of research. So we'd use publications. We use the California Chiefs Association has a lobbyist. There are many things that we can reach out to and kind of get up to speed quickly. I think that it would be great to have a lobbyist or someone that could build those relationships over time and know the regulations and all that, but it's just too much and too complex. What I'm probably going to need in the next cycle, though, is a technologist to work in the police department. It is just truly interesting how complex it is. We're implementing the RMS CAD system, records management system, and the detail behind it is just truly amazing. At some point in the future, maybe we can have Michelle Reina Sanchez come and explain it to you on the air.
No, I want you to come along so that then when I ask you the question and you go, huh?
Actually, I won't go, huh? So I'll just point, Michelle.
Well, it's intriguing because there's the need for so much more data to be maintained and accessible and research. Going to the file cabinet and getting back in 2 days doesn't really hit the standard anymore.
Right.
So you need to have all this stuff, and yet there's so much more stuff to be mastered.
Yeah.
You know, it would be frustrating, I think, for a lot of us, you know, with whatever the situation. Okay, here it is. This is how we can do it. Everybody agree? You get everybody around the table. Fine, go, boom.
Right.
You know, what do you mean 60 days notice?
Yeah.
What do you mean 90 days? No, we can't. We can't wait that long.
Right.
Things would, in dealing just with those structural things that are in place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's truly, when you aggregate the data, and you are able to take a look at it in depth and look for the subtleties, that's when you get bang for your buck. And so that's why we're really working hard on that.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Andy Mills.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Andy Mills. Andy, as you're looking at some of these different challenges that are out there, we get the press releases, I would like to think, on a regular, mostly normal basis. A couple weeks ago, stabbings and shootings. No, I don't need any medical aid. Okay. Is it stupid for me to presume that it's drug-related and that everybody does know each other and they just, they're not going to talk?
I don't know it's all drug-related, but it is certainly transient-related. Some of that in drugs are intertwined in that. We know we have a heroin trafficking deal going on down in one of the transient camps. Each of them are a little bit different, but when you get four stabbings in a week, and then of those four stabbings, every last one of them say, I'm not going to talk to you about this case. That's problematic.
Do you have to bother pursuing it then?
Well, we have to take the report, and we do a follow-up investigation as best we can. But if you don't have a victim who's willing to testify, what do you have?
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be worth throwing an awful lot of resources, more just a documentation of the event. And,
right.
Okay, fine. You guys want to do that? You're on your own.
Yeah, we still take but then if we do that, then it continues to fester because you get retaliation, you get all kinds of things. And that's why I said, okay, I'm done with it. We're gonna move them all into the center area of the pole shed property out behind the Sears by the north lot, so that our officers can have access to that on a regular basis. We're determining that as a hot spot. And so the officers can go in there on a regular basis. On the way over here, I was listening to my radio, and some of our officers were in a foot pursuit and chased the guy, through the property out there. The guy dives in the bay with a felony warrant and tries to swim across and ultimately came back.
Hey, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same guy that visited out here, too. Jeez. Hey, thanks for continuing to be a source of stories. We've been Talking Shop with Andy Mills. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love to see you tomorrow.